Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. And it's quite a morning, isn't it? Futures are definitely feeling a bit of a chill.
That's putting it mildly. The big headline, of course, Moody's downgrading the U.S. credit rating to AA1 from AAA. That landed Friday evening, and the S&P 500 futures are trading, what, about 70 points below fair value?
Exactly. 70 points. It's a significant gap down. This downgrade is really throwing a spotlight back onto the U.S. fiscal situation. Not exactly the welcome mat we wanted for the week.
No kidding. Though Treasury Secretary Bessent tried to pour some cold water on it, saying these ratings actions are lagging indicators. What's your take on that?
Well, there's some truth to that. Ratings agencies often react to what's already been developing. But, you know, lagging or not, a downgrade is a downgrade. It impacts sentiment. And we're seeing that in treasuries, too. The 10-year yield is up 12 basis points to 4.56%, and the 2-year is up 5 basis points to 4.03%. The long end is definitely feeling more heat.
So the bond market is certainly paying attention. Shifting overseas for a moment, how did Asia and Europe take this news overnight?
Asia was mostly lower. Japan's Nikkei down 0.7%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng off 0.1%, though Shanghai was unchanged. China also released a mixed bag of economic data. Industrial production actually beat expectations at 6.1% year over year, but retail sales missed, coming in at 5.1% versus an expected 6.0%. That retail miss is a bit of a niggle.
Interesting. And Europe?
Europe's also trading lower. The STOXX 600 is down about 0.6%. And adding to the gloom, the European Commission trimmed its 2025 growth forecast for the Eurozone down to 0.9% from 1.3%. So a bit of a global risk-off feel, certainly amplified by that U.S. downgrade.
Got it. Back stateside, what's on the economic calendar for today, May 19th?
It's relatively light today. We've got April leading indicators at 10 a.m. Eastern. The consensus is for a 0.7% decline, same as the prior month. So no fireworks expected there, but still something to watch for confirmation of a slowing trend.
All right, let's talk earnings. Anything significant moving the pre-market?
Target Hospitality, ticker TH, reported. They missed by 5 cents, but beat on revenues and reaffirmed their full year 2025 revenue guidance. So a mixed report there. Also, JP Morgan held an investor day, providing some banking metrics. They see 2025 net interest income around $94.5 billion and an adjusted expense base of $95 billion. BioNTech also reaffirmed its FY25 revenue guidance in a presentation.
Okay, now for the individual stock stories. United Health, UNH, is showing some early strength despite a downgrade from TD Cowen to hold. It was up over 5% pre-market.
Yeah, UNH has seen some recent weakness, so this could be a bit of a bounce. That downgrade to hold came with a $308 target, which is pretty much where it was trading. Also, Optum, their unit, is reportedly aiming to develop a Medicare risk scoring system, so lots of moving parts with United Health.
Indeed. And NVIDIA, NVDA, is active. CEO Jensen Huang delivered a keynote at Computex in Taiwan. The stock's down about 3% pre-market, though.
That's right. And there's news about Foxconn building an AI factory in partnership with Taiwan and NVIDIA. Huang also commented that he doesn't see evidence of AI chip diversion to China. So a lot of focus on their AI dominance and strategy.
Speaking of AI and China, Alibaba, BABA, is down a couple of percent. Apparently, the Trump administration is looking into the possibility that Alibaba's AI will be used by Apple iPhones.
Yes, that's a developing story. The White House has concerns about that potential integration, according to the New York Times. Definitely one to watch for both BABA and Apple, which is also trading down about 1.5%.
Another one in the tech space, CoreWeave, CRVW, intends to offer $1.5 billion of senior notes. That stock is off about 4.4%.
Debt offerings can sometimes pressure a stock in the short term. They're tapping the markets for capital, likely for expansion or investment, given their business in cloud infrastructure for AI.
Let's hit a few other notable movers. Novavax, NVAX, is gapping up big, around 16%.
That's on FDA approval for Nuvaxovid, their COVID-19 vaccine. This also triggers a $175 million milestone payment from Sanofi. So very positive news for them.
Great for NVAX. On the M&A front, Capital One, COF, has completed its acquisition of Discover, DFS. And Regeneron, REGN, was the successful bidder for substantially all of 23andMe's assets in their bankruptcy auction.
Yes, the COF/DFS deal closing is a big one in the financial space, and Regeneron picking up 23andMe assets could be an interesting strategic move for them in the genomics and data space. Also, AMD has entered an agreement to sell ZT Systems' U.S. data center infrastructure manufacturing business to Sanmina, SNM.
Interesting. And Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, is reportedly planning to increase prices. That could have ripple effects.
Absolutely. TSM is a linchpin in the semiconductor supply chain. Price hikes there could flow through to many tech companies and ultimately to consumers. Definitely a factor for inflation watchers.
All right, let's switch gears to the broader market technicals. Some analysis I saw suggests a cautiously bullish lean, despite the Moody's news. What are you seeing?
It's a bit of a mixed picture, which is why cautiously bullish is a good way to put it. On one hand, looking at the 30-minute charts for SPY and QQQ leading up to this, there was a gradual increase in price, some upward momentum. Volume was a bit mixed, but did show increases on upward moves, suggesting some buying interest.
Okay, so some underlying strength there. What about volatility?
The VXX, which tracks volatility, had seen a minor decrease in recent sessions. Lower volatility often correlates with rising stock prices, so that was a positive sign. It suggests less market apprehension, at least before this Moody's news really hit the wires hard.
And key levels? Where are the lines in the sand for SPY and QQQ today?
For SPY, support is seen around the 586 level, with resistance near 590. For QQQ, support is around 513, and resistance is up near 516. These are the immediate battlegrounds traders will be watching. A break below support on heavy volume could signal more aggressive selling.
And sector-wise? Any particular rotations or strengths noted?
Over the past 30 days, there were hints of risk-on behavior. Tech, XLK, and consumer discretionary, XLY, showed relative strength. Utilities, XLU, also performed, suggesting some defensive posturing alongside that. The strength in tech is often a sign of investor confidence in growth, which is key for market rallies.
But I also saw some indicators suggesting the market might be a bit overbought, particularly on a weekly basis.
That's the caution part of cautiously bullish. Some studies, like a 20% weekly measure, were flashing bearish or overbought signals. This means swing traders should probably focus on momentum plays in those resilient sectors like healthcare and tech, but really manage risk. Chasing extended moves without clear support could be tricky here.
So the playbook is, look for momentum, but don't get caught if the rug gets pulled due to those overbought conditions or, say, a negative reaction to today's leading indicators.
Precisely. Watch for pullbacks near those resistance levels we talked about, and always look for volume confirmation before entering trades. Don't just jump in blindly.
Any specific names on the watch list from these technical reads?
The analysis I reviewed highlighted NET for continuation and NVDA for anticipation. Given NVDA's news today, it'll certainly be active and one to watch closely to see if it can find support after that pre-market dip.
Makes sense. Let's touch on some of the broader policy and geopolitical news. President Trump is slated to speak with Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky separately today. That's noteworthy.
Highly noteworthy, especially after reports that Russia launched its largest drone attack on Ukraine since the war began. Any developments there could certainly sway market sentiment potentially towards more risk-off if tensions escalate.
And back in Washington, the House Budget Committee advanced a large reconciliation bill. Tax cuts, spending cuts, energy reform, immigration reform, and a debt ceiling increase. A full House vote is expected late this week.
That's a huge legislative package. The market will be watching that closely, especially the debt ceiling component, given the Moody's downgrade. Any signs of smooth passage could be a positive, while gridlock could add to nervousness.
And tariff talk is back. Treasury Secretary Bessent mentioned tariff rates could return to April 2nd levels for countries that don't negotiate in good faith. And President Trump apparently said Walmart should eat the tariffs.
Yes, tariffs are a recurring theme. This rhetoric can create uncertainty for specific sectors and companies like Walmart and for overall trade relations. It's another factor to keep on the radar.
We also have stifle warning of second half 2025 big tech risk, seeing opportunity in defensive value amidst slowing GDP and fading consumer strength. Does that align with what you're seeing?
It does echo some of the caution. If GDP slows and the consumer pulls back, those high-flying tech names could face headwinds. A rotation into more defensive value stocks would be a classic response to that kind of environment. So it's a plausible scenario they're outlining.
One more. Coca-Cola Consolidated, Coke, announced a 10-for-1 stock split approved by shareholders. Shares are expected to begin trading on a split-adjusted basis around May 27th.
Stock splits don't change fundamental value, but they can sometimes generate a bit of retail interest due to a lower per-share price. So, something to note for Coke traders.
All right, a lot to digest before the opening bell. So, final thoughts. What's the one key thing traders should be laser-focused on as the market opens?
It's all about how the market absorbs this Moody's downgrade. Watch those initial reactions in the S&P and NASDAQ, especially around those key support levels we discussed. If they hold, we might see some dip buying. If they break decisively, buckle up, it could be a rough recession. And keep an eye on those treasury yields. If they continue to spike, that's generally not great for equities.
Sound advice. It's going to be an interesting start to the week, that's for sure. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. Good luck out there, traders.
That's all for the Morning Dose. We'll be back to help you navigate the markets. Have a great trading day, everyone, and goodbye for now.